And thou shalt grope at noonday, as a blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. He is a tower of salvation for his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, unto David, and to his seed for evermore. And the statutes, and the ordinances, and the law, and the commandment which he wrote for you, ye shall observe to do for evermore, and ye shall not fear other gods. But I will settle him in mine house and in my kingdom for ever, and his throne shall be established for evermore. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures for evermore. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed for evermore. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell for evermore. Is his mercy clean gone for ever? Doth his promise fail for evermore? I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name for evermore. My mercy will I keep for him for evermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. Blessed be the Lord for evermore. Amen and amen. But thou, Lord, art most high for evermore. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. That was counted unto him for righteousness unto all generations for evermore. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and for evermore. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and for evermore. Praise the Lord. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even for evermore. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon thy throne for evermore, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life for evermore. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them for evermore. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them for evermore. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed for evermore, knoweth that I lie not. Rejoice evermore. For the law maketh men high priests which have infirmity. But the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated for evermore. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive for evermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death.